need to know, I think, where you're going in general. But that changes as you write, because the story takes on somewhat a life of its own, the characters a life of their own, where you find your characters doing certain things, and you say, oh, I hadn't thought about that. But then you realize, okay, well, let's pursue this. Sometimes it's a dead end straight, you look back at it and you go, nah, that doesn't work. But then other times you go, yeah, that works, that fits. That really lends itself to the story. Then you start thinking of other angles and other dynamics. Okay, well, if he does this and then she says that, then I could put them over here at the coffee shop or at the bank or at the, you know, park or on the bike trail, and then this could happen. And that gets you going. Writing is experimental. Sometimes you'll write a scene, and I had several scenes like this. Some of my favorite scenes in the book I had to cut out, which sounds funny to say, but you know, I tell myself, well, maybe I'll use them in a future book, right. And I've got this huge file of great scenes to use in future books, and I've never used a single one of them because they never fit. But I was very attached to the scenes, but the problem is if you start throwing in a scene just because you think, oh, I did a fairly good job writing that, you know, well, it doesn't matter. It could be very well written, but if it doesn't fit the book, it doesn't fit the book. And so, you know, it's trial and error. A lot of writing is trial and error.